Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess we might as well start with the one that will end the NFL regular season that does have the most at stake. The difference from being the one seed in the NFC and the five seed in the NFC. Talk about a different path.
Yeah.
The Lions, who are game and gutsy, but boy, they're short on players, especially on defense. And Minnesota, who all they do is win. Should be a hell of a ball game, Baldy. And I think people are expecting points, points, points. I played this at 52. It's now at 57 in a lot of places. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the crown jewel. I mean, it's amazing that you get 2-14-2 teams. Happened to be scheduled, you know, at the very week 18 of the season. When they came out the schedule last week, it was obvious this was going to be a Sunday night game. As you mentioned, finished the season. I went back and watched a lot of the week 7 game, which was a great game. It was 31-29. Detroit came out on top in that game, but Minnesota was winning 29-28. They repeatedly broke down the Lions' protections. Alex Van Ginkle had a great game. Jonathan Greenard. I mean, they've got a better defense. More look, Kirby Joseph has got 9 interceptions. Brian Branch, it's a great safety combination. But Minnesota had 22 interceptions this year, Jason. And a lot of it is due to pressure and what Brian Flores can do. And I think they're in better shape than Detroit defensively now. They got a healthy defense line. They got a bunch of guys that can get to the quarterback. They're healthy. Detroit isn't. So, to your point, 57 points, it might not be enough. Because what you see from Detroit, we just saw it against San Francisco. What you see from them is they can score from anywhere on the field. Whether it's Jahmyr Gibbs, 30-yard touchdown run, had a 70-yard touchdown run this year. Whether it's Jameson Williams, 42-yard hook and lateral, untouched. He's had an 82-yard touchdown catch and run. They can score that speed that they have in those two players. They can score from anywhere on the field. And so that's really the challenge right now. Can Minnesota limit those big plays? Because I think both offenses are very talented, and they can beat you in a lot of different ways. A lot of great play callers here. Great quarterback play. Sam Darnold, Jared Goff. Like, all this stuff is real. And so then it's a question of, who can limit the other team's explosive plays, I think, in this game?
Well, and I guess there's a couple ways that Detroit could go about trying to survive or mask the hand that's been dealt on defense, which is, I guess you could try to bog it down and slow it down, Baldy. I mean, that would be one way, although they're bruising back. David Montgomery is out. Or you just try to get to 40 points before the other guy, and right. you try to go for every fourth down, right? You play at a breakneck pace, and you say, let's see if you can keep up with us, because that's who we are, right? And especially as presently constructed, that's who we need to be. And if I'm Dan Campbell and I'm going back and I'm doing what you did, rewatching some of their games against Minnesota, boy, I'm seeing that, you know, Amon Ross St. Brown, he's always open against these guys. 8 catches on 8 targets for 112 yards and a touchdown. 7 catches on 10 targets, 144 yards, a touchdown. You know, 12 catches on 14 targets, 106 yards, a touchdown. Like, they've got issues with him. My quarterback, he's gone over 250 yards 6 straight times he's faced him. At home in our dome, he's going to get me 3 passing touchdowns. And like on the other side of it, Justin Jefferson has done nothing but destroy the Detroit Lions his entire career. Like, he's got 81 or more in 7 of the last 8 times he's faced them. Baldy, 124 receiving yards or more in 6 of the last 8 meetings. Like, I mean, I know what Brian Flores does is different, but it hasn't seemed to rattle these guys before. And with their season on the line, I mean – I don't know. Detroit knows what it has to do, right? It understands the assignment.
No. It should be entertaining, Jason. We're going to get 2 quarterbacks that can throw to a bunch of different receivers that know how to get open, know how to run after the catch. It's interesting, you know, because, I mean, they're going to be very – both teams are going to be well-coached and well-prepared. So, you know, does Ben Johnson have new wrinkles that he can pull out, like the hook and ladder? Now, that's not new. They've done that a couple of times this year. With great success. That's not a new concept, but it's what is when they pull it out, you know, when they use it, you know, is it third down? Is it red zone? They used it red zone against Arizona when they were struggling, and it was the difference in winning that game against Arizona. So, and the same thing with Kevin O'Connell. I mean, he ran a touchdown to Jordan Addison last week, Jason. I mean, it's the old button hook at the Buick, you know? I mean, they're still running button hooks. And getting beaten Green Bay with it, you know. So, I think you can shake down and you can look at all the potential wrinkles and play calling is elite, all this stuff. The interesting thing is, if you just look at these matchups with the coordinators, Ben Johnson, Brian Flores, in my mind, they're 2 of the best candidates.
Oh, yeah.
To be head coaches.
Yes.
Like, I think Brian will be a much better second time around.
Yep.
Especially after working with Kevin O'Connell, seeing what you got to do with quarterbacks to make it work. You just can't be a disciple of Belichick and just beat everybody down like he did in Miami. I think he'll learn. But he's an elite defensive play caller. And he has made this thing work with really a brand new defense. Grenard, Van Ginkel, you know, Gilmore, whatever. So I think that matchup could be a lot of fun if you're watching on TV and you're a team that's looking for a coach.
Yeah. Like,
this might be the game that you watch to see if this is your leading candidate or not.
Vikings have won 9 in a row, 6 of those victories, Baldy, 1 score victories. Detroit has covered 4 straight against the Vikings in Detroit. Detroit has covered 8 straight games against the Vikings overall. 9 of their last 11 games have gone over, including 6 straight. Who wins this ball game, Baldy?
I like Minnesota right now. I know Detroit's at home, and it's an advantage. It's probably the best atmosphere Ford Field we've seen since the playoffs last year. But regardless, like, I just think Minnesota right now looks more complete to me. I mean, everybody's going to point to the defections and the injuries in Detroit. It's real. I think the offense is still can – to your point, can win in a track meet because that's what they've had to do a lot of these weeks. I mean, you look at San Francisco last week. I mean, they went up and down the field on them, you know, until the interceptions took place. And one of them was horrible by Brock. But, you know, until those took place, this was kind of what you're anticipating seeing on Sunday night. I just think Minnesota's just more complete right now. They're very healthy. You know, they lose their left tackle, very good player. Highly paid player. They went out and traded for Cam Robinson. They've done a really good job. They lose Ivan Pace Jr. Okay, fine. We'll play Metellus. We'll play Cashman. They've got depth about every position. They lose Gilmore for a couple weeks. They didn't seem to miss a beat. So I think they're just more complete because they're healthier right now.
One more thing on this game, because it is obviously far more significant than any other game on the slate. Can the loser still make it? Like, excuse me, in the NFC, if you go from the potential of getting the only bye and hosting everything to having to go on the road and probably get no home games. And I'll say, especially if it's Detroit, does that then make it a road too far to hoe to get to the, to get to New Orleans?
Well, I mean, you gotta go 4-0. If you're not the number one seed, regardless, you know, whether you're Philadelphia, Tampa, whoever it might be, you got to go 4-0. You want to go win a Super Bowl. So if you got to go on the road, you got to go on the road. But are they equipped to go on the road? Yeah, sure. They can go win on the road. It might be tough to come to Philadelphia, you know, and win that game with what they have right now. It gets a whole lot tougher. There's no question that, you know, if you're looking at Minnesota and Detroit, they're both dome teams, right?
Yeah.
We've both been in those stadiums before. It does make a difference.
Yeah.
It is harder on the offensive line. It's harder on communication. You know the decibels are going to be raised. I've watched Jonathan Grenard beat good tackles when it's, you know, his get off is elite. That's why he was a high priced free agent and why he's delivered this year. And so it does make it tougher, you know, to protect your quarterback, especially when you get into those third down situations where you got to hold up, you know, to convert and to stay on the field.